Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So in the early 2000s, I came up with a term called vagus asthma. And it was just something I would just tell my patients because I didn't really want it to trend because I want people to come to Vegas, have a good time, not worry about having asthmatic attacks. But I noticed for those who have lived here for decades, we deal with a lot of dust. And when Arizona deals with dust storms and they get their dust, apparently it comes our way. That's okay. It's okay. You know, we're buddies with Arizona. It's all cool. And so I notice now I've never had asthma. Never had asthma as a child. Never smoked. Never. But I tell you, the second the air quality changes, I just feel like I can't get a good deep breath. So I'm going to sound a little short of breath. It's not that I'm out of shape. I still work out, but it's because the dust quality is crap. It is so bad. I went outside today, you couldn't even see the mountains. And as I go downhill, because I kind of live on the outskirts, so we live at a little bit higher elevation. We sometimes even can get a little snow where I live in the winter. But you come down to the center of the city, it becomes kind of a dust bowl. It just kind of goes in. And so temporarily, we have some pretty, pretty bad air quality. I live in Clark County, Nevada. That's my county. So the Clark County Department of Environment and Sustainability has issued a dust alert for where I live. And there were some windy conditions. In fact, the other night, there was just some big storm that happened in the middle of the night. I was up because the dogs and cats decide to wake me up. Whenever there's a storm, they're like, Mommy, check this out. And then one of them brought in a rat or a mouse, you know, that they found. So I was up, you know, and I'm like, why the hell is it raining? There was like no weather.com or my app didn't tell me it was going to rain. Some thunderstorm, but I think we're getting it because there was a Pacific hurricane, not in the Atlantic, but a Pacific hurricane that came up near Cabo and blew up a lot of stuff. And Arizona has dealt with some pretty, pretty, pretty bad storms recently. Dust storms, that is. I believe there was this apocalyptic, people are saying, orange night. I used to live in Arizona, so I get it. Near Phoenix, it could be orangish red with the street lights and the moonlight and the street lights with the dust coming in. And there was like dust everywhere, and it gets related to the monsoons. Now, I've talked to you guys about thunderstorm asthma, and I know some of you are like, oh, come on, what the hell is that? Thunderstorm asthma is a real, real thing. And so those people that maybe get their asthma flare-ups in the spring or in the fall because of the blooming and the pollen and the weeds and the trees and the grass growing, they don't realize that a lot of times you could be susceptible during the late summer, early fall, due to monsoon or thunderstorms. And thunderstorms, they bring up a lot of stuff. In fact, there's also dispersions of some of the particles. Thunderstorm asthma was first coined in the 1980s. Epidemics would occur in Europe, Australia, Iran, and these environmental changes would cause allergens that usually don't hit you end up coming in, and we don't know if it's so much the rain, is it the lightning, is it the disruption of the pollen particle from a big one to a smaller one. So for those of you going, I don't understand why I'm having a little trouble breathing, that's what I think could be going on. So according to a article published in Plus One, they said the mechanisms involve mechanical friction between the wind gusts, electrical buildup, and discharge incurred during conditions of low relative humidity and lightning strikes. They believe that these happen in tandem, where the lightning not only could generate these smaller pollen particles, but you also have reduced humidity, a dried out, broken up pollen. There's a few factors that could be involved. So for those of you that are kind of a little sniffly and all that, well, mind you, if you think you're sick, go test yourself for COVID. Well, not the at-home test. Those don't work that well, but get yourself tested. But if you do not do well with air quality and you live in the Southwest, you're going to have some issues. I would like to, though, I always take this time to kind of warn everybody, if you do not have, let's say, your regular maintenance medications for asthma or allergies, or you are prone to bronchitis, this is the time to check in with your medical provider. Your medical providers are going to have maybe a touch bit of a lull before holiday season. And, you know, kids are back to school. Hopefully all their sports physicals are done by now. And if you do have a family doc or internist or whatever, a nurse practitioner, PA, who you like to see, make sure you get yourself checked out. But signs and symptoms of either thunderstorm asthma or dust storm asthma or Vegas asthma, which I believe we accrue because we live here, you know, for years and there's dust, and after a while our lungs, you know, start to get a little cruddy. That's what I believe, because that's what happened to me. Symptoms of that are you just start to not feel that big deep breath, nose seems to run, your eyes get a little itchy. You know, itchiness is more allergies than cold, and you just don't feel like you have that longevity. So it is a real thing. And if the dust quality in your area sucks, stay inside, close the doors, have HEPA filters, air filters. You got to vacuum. If you aren't big vacuumers or sweepers or moppers in your house, you got to do that, because every time you walk around your house, you're kicking that stuff up. If you play on the ground with your dogs or cats, by the way, your dog and cat gets dusty. I knew we were having bad air quality in the middle of the night because my stupid cat jumps on me, decides to stay right on my face, and I could just smell dust. She didn't smell a pee-pee, she didn't smell a poo-poo, she smelled a dust. Well, it's because she was outside. She was outside roaming around looking for mice, comes back inside, and I get fur full of dust. So definitely something that you guys need to check out and be on top of. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot of your questions and your comments, so we're going to definitely reach out, hit those. But, of course, we want to take your calls, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. DRDALIAH.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I said this for years, and I'm going to say it again. When a democracy is at risk of failing is when citizens don't feel their representatives, because we live in a representative democracy, and citizens don't feel their representatives are representing them. And they vote for somebody. They worry about, obviously, election integrity. Or they do vote for somebody that makes it, and then they don't do their job. Well, people think, well, then they'll just switch parties. sometimes switching parties still doesn't address what they feel need to be addressed. So this idea that people are getting more grumpy, that there might be more, you know, a civil war coming, I hope not. I think, you know, some of it is people stirring the pot. But what I can say is people are unhappy. And when they vote to have their streets safe, to have something done with the homeless population such that the homeless population can thrive in an area that's safer, that's not necessarily in front of their business, have their kids not exposed to drugs, they want to know that their representatives and their tax dollars are going for or doing just that. Well, Portland, Oregon is struggling. And we're hearing that many people are leaving. They say residents of Portland are selling their homes. They say the homeless epidemic is ravaging the city. Now, some people are wondering, okay, so why Portland? Why not other cities? Well, remember, it's been very, very hot. So maybe, you know, hanging out in Vegas. And I noticed the homeless, we still have a huge homeless, you know, issue, but it's hotter than hell. And so even though many areas in the West are hotter, there might be, you know, individuals migrating to the cooler areas. But Portland has a lot of their own issues. And so Portland is a very, very hospitable city for biking and hiking and being outside and all that. But apparently there are residents that are so terrified of the homeless crisis that they are leaving Portland. They're trying to sell their homes. Realtors are struggling to sell them, not to mention we're coming into a home recession or a real estate recession. And so the crime rates, the homelessness, these are things that are starting to scare away locals and tourists. And apparently, you know, city officials aren't listening. People have been asking their representatives to do something about it. There's homeless camps that are now permanent fixtures, even in the suburbs. And, you know, I mean, on one end, we have homeless individuals that need help. These are a lot of times are veterans, people with mental illness, you know, people that got fired during the pandemic, lost their family. There's so many reasons for people to be homeless. And they're not getting help. And then the individuals who are trying to get through their business and not have urine next to their front door or, you know, homeless people scare away customers from coming in, they're asking for help. So there's only a couple ways to get help or to get representatives to listen to you. One is, well, we're going to move out and you're not going to get our tax dollars. So you're going to get less tax dollars. That's one way. You know, you really won't have many people left here to govern. The other is to sue. So this has gotten some attention. There is a class action lawsuit. And it's very interesting how this one is going forward because this looks at the Americans with Disabilities Act. And plaintiffs are saying that these public homeless encampments are violating the Americans with Disabilities Act because people with wheelchairs and walkers can't pass without difficulty. So that might make the city act and do something. This class action lawsuit was filed earlier this week in federal court, and it accuses the city of violating the Americans with Disabilities Act by allowing people to camp on city sidewalks. The Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, bars discrimination based on disability and requires sidewalks be accessible to everyone. Now, you and I might be able to, as somebody sitting there, you know, walk around them, you know, maybe we'll put money in their jar if they're asking, and, we can maybe just kind of pivot, and sometimes we might trip, but we'll, you know, walk around if we're going from A to B. But individuals who have wheelchairs or disabilities, they can't. So the lawsuit states Portland sidewalks are now only available to those who have the ability to sidestep the homeless camps. The suit names 10 plaintiffs, most of whom use a wheelchair, cane, or walkers, and say they have to go out of their way to navigate around the tents, which means they can't use the public sidewalks. In a press conference held at the Wells Fargo Exchange block steps in City Hall, a handful of plaintiffs spoke about the difficulties they've had. Steve Jackson, a 47-year-old man, is blind. He often steps on people. And again, if any of these homeless individuals do have violent streaks or severe mental illness, they could attack them. They could think that they're being purposefully stepped on, and they don't realize that somebody illegally blind. Barbara Jacobson is 62 years old, uses an electric wheelchair. She has to be in the street with traffic to avoid the tents. So the plaintiffs want a judge to order the city to clear the sidewalks of tents and provide emergency shelters for everyone displaced as a result. The lawsuit asks the judge to include all Portlanders with mobile disabilities and their caretakers as plaintiffs. So John DeLorenzo is the attorney with the law firm Gavis Wright Tremaine, who is leading the council. He has sued Portland multiple times over the years over policy changes, often successfully. Back in 2017, he won a $10 million settlement against the city in a lawsuit against the Portland Water Bureau because of misused ratepayer dollars. So we'll see what happens, but I mean, that might be what the city needs to do something. Now, there was a sweep. They say the latest sweep took place about a week ago. Portland's Rapid Response BioClean team cleared out a large homeless camp at Southeast 80th Avenue and Rhine Street. This was located in the corner of South Tabor and Foster Powell neighborhoods. You can't just say leave. There has to be a place for them to go. You know, they just to move across the street doesn't help the homeless crisis. And it seems to me this administration and many public officials just seem to be kind of not really addressing this. It's all about, well, you know, we got to get electric vehicles and, you know, we have to help those that are coming to the border. And I get that. I get that. But can our homeless situation be at least a priority? There was a family. They lived on Rhine Street for more than 60 years. The couple put their $300,000 house up for sale, getting the hell out of Dodge, actually going to Vancouver. And they said our number one reason is because of the homeless. This is according to Becky Phillips. She says, we're sick of it. We've had many camps moved out of here. And as soon as they clear them out, they move right back in. Now, I've taken care of homeless individuals. Many of them are sweeter than sweet, had a bad, got a bad hand, lost their job, physical issues, you know, some mental issues. But then you have others who have severe, severe, severe illness, mental illness. They can't keep any job. They can't even keep their home. And they might do drugs. And these individuals are not necessarily stable. And so, you know, the public doesn't know what to do with them. There's no funds. A lot of these funds are going for things that, you know, when you hear what some of the money we spend on, I'm like, well, what about the homeless people? You know, can we use part of that money? You know, I understand you guys want to, you know, add extra decor and, you know, this little patch of grass, you're going to turn into artificial grass to save water, even though there's 50,000 people moving into the city each month using our water. And I get you trying to make all these, you know, little moves and, these billboards and signs for the ACA or for, you know, I don't know. There's so many things we're spending money on. You think we can't build homeless shelters? We can't build more shelters? We can't figure out how to, you know, treat these people and get them, you know, working? I mean, there's, and some of you might say, well, it's easier said than done. It's nobody's saying it's easy. But if there are individuals who have health issues, mental health issues, there are things we could do to help treat them. And then there are ways where we could utilize them, and even if it's a few hours a day, allow them to work, which also helps their mental health, maybe in a controlled setting within, let's say, a shelter warehouse, and where they could be, you know, putting things together for businesses or things like that. So there are ways where we could, you know, allow them to still contribute to society and have them feel, you know, part of society again. 1-877, that's Ali.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two suspects are in custody after two Atlanta, Georgia area sheriff's deputies were killed in the line of duty Thursday evening while serving a warrant. Cobb County Sheriff Craig Owens.
What words can you say when you lose your family member? And those words don't come easy. But just speaking straight from the heart, I would just say just pray for us because we need it.
Sheriff Owens confirmed the two deputies were serving a warrant at a home southwest of Marietta. With America no longer able to help Europe combat its energy crisis due to Russia's shutting down of a major pipeline and President Biden's extreme regulations on the gas and oil industries in the United States, European energy ministers are meeting today in Brussels. Diplomats said the countries are keen on the idea of imposing a cap on the revenue earned by nuclear, renewable, and other non-gas producers of electricity. A TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, we'll get to some of your questions and your comments. A lot of you have, you know, kind of spoken about how you had memories of Queen Elizabeth and you grew up as a little kid, you know, watching her and, you know, the monarchy and all that. And it is. I mean, she's been on the throne for 70 years. She died at age 96. I couldn't even imagine, you know, hearing King Charles is very, it's just different. It's going to take some getting used to it. And congratulations, not congratulations, but to Prince Charles, you know, we honor him as he now is now king. And now England has a king, King Charles. Next in line would be King William, who is currently Prince William. So it's obviously a big change for the monarchy, big change for Britain. But this is, the Queen's death affects Americans, it affects Europe, it affects the world. It's the end of an era. And Queen Elizabeth II was not only an icon in terms of the monarchy and being a female in modern times, but what stands out for me, and I know there's been a lot of critics of her and critics of the throne and critics of the monarchy, but what stands out for me is her work ethic. And boy, did she work. And she, you know, she could have just been, you know what, it's good to be queen, I'm going to kick back and I'm just going to drink wine. And no, she worked. In fact, you know, they just had the Jubilee. You know, she recorded a commercial and she got out there and she's 96 years old. She lost her husband a year ago. She's ailing and she's still working. I mean, not to be cynical, but any of you individuals out there that are absolutely healthy and who are a little bit younger than 96, or a lot younger than 96, that lost your job during COVID and could go back to work, you might want to think about clocking back in. Because if a 96-year-old who was ailing could still work up until the day she died, I think any of you guys who are pretty healthy, you know, could still hold a job as well. And I'm just blown away by how she, and you know, maybe she only worked for a few minutes a day or an hour a day, but she still worked. And maybe that's why she lived so long. Now, it could be true because she could have any doctor in the world, and you know, she is the queen, and she was the queen. And so I get that. It's good to be rich, but I think working, having a purpose is huge. That's why we just spoke about the homeless encampments. You know, if some of these homeless individuals have mental illness or physical illness that can be treated and certain jobs be given, even in their, if they're in supervised scenarios, it gives people a purpose. It gives them a will to live, and it gets them, it just gets their mojo back. So when I heard that the Queen was sick and ill, you know, I had that bad feeling, especially when you saw family rushing. When family rushes, that means doctors are like, okay, you need to get to her bedside. And from what I understand, King Charles and his sister were there at the time of Elizabeth's passing. And we still don't know the exact cause, what happened. It could have been she went to heart failure or pulmonary failure or renal failure. Something that just tipped the scale and went the wrong way. Could have been sepsis. But for them to kind of have that warning, it's amazing. I mean, there was no warning with my dad. My dad just dropped. So I was in another state. No time to get to him. So luckily, some of the family was able to get to her. But when I heard that she was possibly, you know, on her deathbed, I just felt this chill that it's going to be the end of one era, and then the new era is going to be kind of a very, very dark time. Not because of King Charles. People are already ripping on King Charles. Charles is fine. I think King Charles is going to be a wonderful king. I just feel like her leaving is kind of the start of this next kind of darker time. I don't know if it's going to be because we're going into World War III. I don't know if it's because there's going to be this huge, you know, electrical mess in Europe or you know, a war with China over Taiwan. I just feel like, you know, these pillars of stability, when they leave, like kind of what we saw with Afghanistan. I know there's been a lot of debate that maybe we didn't provide the stability that we thought. But when stabilizing factors or stabilizing icons leave, things seem to start to fall apart. Now, I'm not saying Iran and North Korea and China and Russia or even America rely on what happens with the monarchy. But it's just one of those things. I don't know if it's the energy. I don't know if it's the psychology. But when you have somebody who was the monarch for 70 years, you know, married 73 years, worked until the day she died, leave, end. This this change is unsettling. And you just wonder if, I just kind of get the feeling. You see this when patriarchs or matriarchs die in families. Now, if they weren't very active and they were ill and the kids were kind of taking over the family, you might not see much of a change. But in those families where they were still kind of the head of the family, they were still the ones that when there's chaos that ensues. Do you guys remember Dallas? Remember when Jock died? Was that his name, Jock? I forget. Yeah, right? And then all of a sudden, JR decides to take over. It's a mess. You know, when the person in charge leaves, there just seems to be this. And I'm not saying the monarchy is going to be a mess. It already has started to have issues with, you know, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry leaving and all that. But I just think from the world standpoint, and the other thing too that was very, very fascinating is here you have Queen Elizabeth, who appeared to still have her mind, still be active, 96 years old. I know some people were wondering, is she really in charge or is it her son? Is Charles in charge? Who's really in charge? And even though, like with the Biden administration, we're still wondering who is it in charge. Is it his wife? Is it his team? With the Queen, it really was the Queen. You saw how everybody approached the Queen, the respect. The Queen was still in charge. So her leaving means she was the pillar. She was the, you know, I mean, to us or to the world. And I just kind of get the feeling that we might start to see things unravel. True, they probably started unraveling with Putin invading Ukraine. They might have started unraveling with us pulling out of Afghanistan. I just feel like this might have been the nail in the coffin. Not to, you know, maybe, you know, I just get this eerie feeling. And, you know, for those individuals that are kind of looking at life going, you know, I like laying low. I don't see why I need to work. I don't see what the point is. I'm doing fine. I'm still collecting unemployment. I have less empathy for you as each day passes, because I get it. Losing your job sucked during the pandemic. But if you're healthy, you got a good heart, you got two legs, two arms, you're able to work. You got, you know, the mental capacity to, even if it's just for a few hours a day, if Queen Elizabeth could work, being 96 years old, widowed, and ailing, and, you know, if she could still do a job that she was told to do, I think we all could. I'm hearing the parents aren't taking care of the kids like they're supposed to. They're not cleaning their house. It's just everybody's just, not everybody, but the sense of laziness and lack of work ethic is not only extending to work, but also around the house. I mean, if you are working from home, okay, then, you know, maybe you can do a little bit more at home. And you can't get the gardening done. You can't take out the garden. I hear people say, oh, yeah, no, you know, I'm going to wait until we can afford a cleaning lady. No, you don't. You could clean your own house. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. It's the race.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, it's Friday, so I want to definitely get to some of the emails and comments. Two of them that I'm going to then use for this segment is one of you sent me the meme of President Joe Biden. I tell you, yeah, people have too much time on their hands who make these memes up, but I get it. I've made a couple memes myself. It's fun. I like making memes of that guy, that progressive guy, Dr. Rick. You know, nobody needs to know, you know, you don't need to reprint the internet, or you you don't need to leave a voicemail. You could text. So I'll sometimes make some of memes because I have that picture of him where you don't need to post your child's first day of school picture online. Everybody, right? She enrolled in her local school district. No one cares. So I get it. I get it. So I guess there's this one meme of Biden poking at the United States, you know, trying to get them to go into a civil war. And they sent that to me, you know, and they laughed. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't know if it's so much that. And then one of you had asked, is it the Republicans that want a civil war or the Democrats who want a civil war? And I like to talk about the psychology of voters a lot from, you know, the background in medical school that I have and the psychology of people. And I think there are some people out there, both Republican and Democrat, would really love to see states secede and this really start to become a more revolutionary time. And, you know, I think there are individuals out there. I don't think the majority wants that. I don't think the majority want us to go into a civil war over abortion. And that's ridiculous. You know, we have 1 million women having unwanted pregnancies. Can't we figure out how to help them not have unwanted pregnancies, like birth control and, give them access to health care and, you know, figure out state laws. In fact, I think there's now state legislators, which they've been doing since Roe v. Wade in terms of figuring out when taxpayers are comfortable with an abortion being done first trimester, second trimester, third trimester. States are still doing that. So there's going to be law. I mean, that, we don't have to go into a civil war. It's, you know, it's not the biggest deal in the world. Do we really need California to secede? Do we need Texas to secede? You know, but in terms of who wants divide more, I don't know. Because I see on one end the, you know, Biden in a speech with MAGA Republicans and this. And then I see on the other side, you know, libtards. Well, you call somebody a libtard, yeah, they're not going to be happy. If you, you know, accuse somebody of being a white supremacist because they, you know, support Trump policies, that's not cool. So I see both sides be very divisive. And the reason why they do that, for any of you guys that ever coached, right, or were part of any sport team, in order to get riled up, you have to look at the other team as the enemy. I mean, the Bills and the Rams. I don't think the coach for the Bills said, hey, guys, right, the Rams are, Bills did a damn good job. I think that they're a nice group of guys. So just play like you're enjoying life. They're like, we need to crush these suckers. I don't give a damn about the Super Bowl win. I don't give a damn. We are going to crush them. SoFi, we are going to send SoFi residents crying. Well, actually, you kind of wonder why in a conservation energy, you know, crisis, you could have SoFi do what the, I mean, it's kind of interesting how you have that disparity. But anyway, so in order for teams and sides to be victorious, they need to bond. They need to have pride in their team. They need to work together, and they need to have a common goal. And the common goal is to overcome the other side. So if you're a Democrat, the other side is Republican. If you're a Republican, the other side is Democrat. If you really, really care about politics and you really care about who's going to win the election. If you're an American, the other side is China. The other side is Russia. The other side is, you know, me. I mean, I'm an American. Whether you're Democrat or Republican, I'm on your side. But then we have more divide. And trust me, I'm divided. I mean, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. And I love Tom Brady. This Sunday night's going to be rough. I'm also going to a birthday party. So it's going to be rough because I won't be able to see the whole game. So, I'm going to have a lot of emotions. I really love this person whose birthday party it is too. But there's going to be a lot of emotions, plus emotions on why the party was held while Dallas was playing the Bucks. You know, that's another emotion I have. Why, you know, a better day wasn't picked. But that's okay. It's okay. Love the family. Just, you know, we're Dallas Cowboy fans. What's going on here, people? So, I'm going to tape the game. It's not the same. It is not the same to tape the game. I mean, I will watch replays and I'll watch, but it's just not the same. But so, you know, I have to be on. I got to pick a side. I'm going to have to pick a side for Dallas, or I'm going to have to pick a side going, you know, it's Tom Brady and then everybody else. So when you look at the psychology of what's going on, some individuals think certain things make them more victorious. Others believe that what you have to do is you have to take your opponent and you need to completely ridicule them. You need to make them look bad. You need to bring, like, you know, the Raiders. Raiders starting to kind of come into their own. And then, you know, there was all the drama going on with the coach. And then, you know, we had a player that Ruggs, who had killed somebody in a high-speed crash, drunk driving crash, I believe. I mean, you know, we had issues. And, you know, with the Raiders. And so, you know, people might jump on that. They might take advantage of that. And can't think of the right word for it, where you use that to your advantage. And that could, you know, hurt a team's psychology. But what do they have to do? They have to overcome and say, screw everybody else. It's all about us. And then when you are on a team and you do try to win and you have that, okay, you know, this is about us. We come first. Well, then that starts to bring in certain supremacy thoughts. Democrats having them, Republicans having them, that the world is kooky and it's just us fighting the world. We're the ones that are right. We're the ones that are supreme. And so when Democrats think that everybody is, you know, everybody who doesn't think like them are bad, and they don't think everybody else is on board, then they try to make, you know, people think they're bad. They're like, well, look, you know, if they're not with us, they're racist. They're white supremacists. They're misogynists, sexist. If Republicans don't think, you know, Republicans will say, well, you know, they're fascists, they're communists. And mind you, I mean, I'm hearing some of these things that come from both sides. Some of the things, you know, and that's the problem. They pick the one or the two that are out there doing stupid, and then you go, yes, see, this is what's representative. But somebody who's a good leader, somebody who's intelligent, will understand that that's not representative. And they'll understand that there's Democrats and Republicans, there's two ways of doing things, and there's two ways to go about it. Biden didn't. Biden's like, you know what, let's call them MAGA Republicans and make that sound like a bad thing. And those individuals who thought, well, you know, maybe we didn't like Trump that much, but he had some good policies, are like, so what? That means I'm, you know, people don't want to be insulted. They don't want to be, and a lot of people wrote going, MAG Republican, that's a compliment. So I think leadership is important. I told you I saw this video interview of Walter Cronkite and JFK, and JFK didn't sit there and badmouth the Republicans like you would hear now. You know, he was like, look, you know, we need to get the Republicans on board. We need to work with them. I mean, he was very respectful of his colleagues and those he led. There's just lack of respect. Interesting thought, though. 1-877-DOT-TELLING.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.